This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Carly, what is going on in your world?
Well, we got some coffee, so I'm happy.
Yeah, our coffee machine is broken. If you're listening early in the show, you would know that and maybe sympathise, maybe not. But we did a Macca's order and we've got coffee. I've nearly finished mine. I'm almost holding on to it, but because I don't want to end.
Me neither.
It's giving me all the strength
I
need.
Oh my God, it was so good. I realised though how much I'm actually at this point addicted to coffee. Yeah. Every couple of years I'll realize that and then I'll try and wean myself off it. And I'm like, you know what? I need to be self-aware here because I'm not my best self, especially when I'm doing the radio show without coffee. So I'm like, why am I trying? You know what I mean? Like if that's my only vice, then, you know, everyone needs one.
So Julia did the switch in the lead up to getting pregnant. She was like, because caffeine's not great for you or whatever when you're trying to get pregnant. So she went on this stuff. I think it's called like, it's almost like, I can't believe it's not butter, but it's like a coffee version of that. So it's like, tastes
can't
like coffee.
Can't believe it's not coffee?
Kind of, but I don't know what, something like that. I think yeah. It's called not coffee. And
decaf?
No, it's not decaf. Well, it kind of is, but kind of not, because decaf still has caffeine in it. A tiny trace
of it.
Did not know
that.
So yeah, and it was the full process. And let me just say, she wasn't the most fun to be around when she first started getting off coffee. Let's just say that hypothetically.
This is the thing.
That like, maybe she was the worst.
Do you know what I realized, which is bad? And I started to get one this morning because I've been consistently drinking coffee for years now, every morning religiously, even on the weekends. I started to get that coffee headache.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you don't have it and your body's like, I can't operate. What's going on? I'm going to rebel. I'm going to thrash out. Yeah.
I'm going rogue. I don't really drink coffee on the weekends unless I go out to like a cafe or something.
What?
Yeah.
How does your body just shut off that caffeine need?
I don't know. That's a good question. I never thought about it. I will have one every now and then, like if I've got a big day or something. But if as soon as I head out, I need coffee. But if I stay in, I won't have coffee.
Russell laughs at me because I drink canned coffee on the weekend. So he'll hear me. And because I still get up because of my body clock, it'll still be dark. And he'll hear the fridge open and then just the and then me guzzling it at the fridge.
Yeah, sure, it's coffee, mate. Really, it's an export. Mama needs her export. Mama needs a titty.
Start to shake. But yeah, so anyway, we learnt we're highly addicted to coffee and we can't do the show without it.
Exactly. So when we're in Albany and we are broadcasting from a couple of places that do coffee, thank God for that. But there's one that we're not. And if we don't have coffee near us.
That's our biggest thing when we go on these trips. We're like, how are we getting coffee in the morning?
Yeah, we literally will buy the canned coffee the second we get in town. We'll do all the strategies to figure it out.
We sound like we really have a problem.
I could quit any time I want, Carly. Oh my God, sorry about that.
I don't do it on the weekends.
Yeah, come on, mate, come on. Put it in my veins.
You know what? I am addicted. Stupidly, a couple of years ago, and this was still when I was doing breakfast radio, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to swap out
coffee
with green tea.
I did it with Barocca.
It don't work.
It's not the same thing. I went years without coffee when I first started doing breakfast radio because I didn't want to become addicted. And then I had coffee like on a couple of shows, like, just to get me through this one. And then next thing you know,
addicted. Sometimes I will meet someone, they go, I don't drink coffee. And I'm like, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I don't trust people.
I'm like
that.
How are you getting through the day?
Let's do Apple Box. Your letter is H for hippo tomorrow. Starting with H, name me a. It's kind of good. We've got a chance tomorrow. We've got a good chance. Name me a track. No, that's too easy. Name me an ice cream brand.
Häagen-Dazs. That's it.
See, then now you know how to pronounce it. Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs.
Which isn't even a real Swedish word or anything, or Danish. It's literally a made-up word for
American.
What else
is there?
Halo Top.
Oh, that. Oh,
healthy, gross ice
God,
cream.
God, yes. I tried that. Disgusting. Just have ice cream.
Just have ice cream.
Don't worry yourself with it.
Couldn't agree more.
They got me with cake batter flavor. I thought, this
same.
Will be good.
That's the one I had.
It's
I was
not
like, this is
going
to be so good. I'm like, why does it taste like I'm eating a protein shake?
And I just think, you know what? If you want ice cream, life is so damn tough. Just have ice cream.
Couldn't agree more.
And just have coffee.
Yeah.
And whatever other vices you need.
Well, not all of them. Not all of them.
We're all just trying to get through.
I just think the beer in the morning is a bit much. During the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On Friday night, I was lucky enough to hang out with my mates once again, dinner party style. This is the
like
same
maths.
Group. Yeah, less drama. Or was there?
Ooh.
So there's a small crew of us, three couples in total. So Julia and myself, Renee and Brett, and Corey and Lauren. And they...
Keys in a bowl.
Yeah, no, that'd be... No. Absolutely not. But we, you know, take turns hosting each other.
Yep.
And we've been trying to organize one since, I think, the start of the year, essentially. And I put up a like date going, hey, let's do it at mine. Then eventually it all kind of fell through. Then Renee was like, do it at mine, fell through. And then out of nowhere on Tuesday last week, Corey's like, we're doing it at mine this Friday.
Wow. Laying down the law, Corey.
I was like, there you go, Corey. Nice to see you. And a bit of assertiveness from you for a change.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, sure. Now, me, I'm a little bit like, la, 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 like, whatever. Like, you know, yeah, Friday, cool, dinner's going to be great. Can't wait. It'll be fun. Julia, I tell her, and she goes, oh, when did you forget to tell me? I'm like, no, 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 like, just on Tuesday, Corey. She said, we're doing it. She goes, oh, wonder what the announcement is. I'm like, sorry, what?
Oh.
She goes, well, it's just out of nowhere, isn't it? She goes, that's what we were trying to do with our pregnancy announcement. You were trying to organize the big catch-up, and then they kept messing us around. I'm like, that's right. That's right. So I'm like, okay. So then Renee messages me going, yeah, you're definitely coming on Friday. I'm like, yeah, yeah, can't wait. She's like, yeah, what do you reckon the announcement is? Now, I went originally from...
See, my mind never went to an announcement.
Which is weird for you, because you strike me as someone to go straight to like, what's going on?
No, because I just think he probably was just over, you know, trying to organize a catch-up when we're doing it now.
Yeah, it kind of had been quiet for a month. So it was a little out of nowhere. So we rock up to theirs. And
because they're already
dinner.
Married, right?
They're married already. No kids. And so we rock up. Lovely dinner, you know.
Yeah.
Lasagna, it was great. Desserts. This is the dinner party, by the way, that where they rejected my dessert. Remember how I wanted a dessert?
Oh,
and they,
yes.
They said no dessert, and I was so angry. So when they said, does anyone want dessert? I went, yes! Yes, we do. And my pregnant wife looked at me and went, I love you. And we had dessert. So we're leaving, and I'm like, so there was no announcement? He looked at like, what? I'm like, there's no, nothing you need to say.
Yeah.
Nothing you want to say. And Lauren and Corey walked right next to each other. And I was like, oh, here we go. I went, no, there's no announcement. Like, what do you mean? What announcement? What announcement did you want to hear? And Renee was like, oh, I wasn't sure. I thought maybe like a pregnancy announcement. Maybe it was kind of like that. Corey's like, no, no. And I'm like, I thought it was going to be a divorce. So... no announcement.
Do you expect this every time you get invited somewhere?
No, just because it was out of nowhere. And it was the exact same energy of when Julia and I were trying to organize it out of nowhere with them. It was the exact same energy.
Right.
But no announcement. Damn. So I just made an announcement because I felt like...
The announcement is there's no announcement?
No, no, no. I hijacked the event and just told everyone the gender of the child. So...
well...
because I feel like they needed something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We'd
so
all
you
gathered
had to
in
make...
one place.
Now, so did you do it in the form of like everyone went to the balcony to look down at a car that was revving and then the powder come out of the exhaust?
Damn it, no.
Damn.
I wasn't driving
missed
my Holden Monaro that day. No, I told him and just, yeah, hijacked the event. So it was all about me at the end. It was great. Really good event.
You could have cut into the lasagna.
No, that involves prep. Like, I was expecting them to give us an announcement, like a divorce or something. I wasn't ready for me to make the gender announcement.
I love that you're so disappointed your friends didn't announce their divorce.
No, no. I mean, I'm not disappointed about that. I mean, news is news, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, you got
to cut. I feel like you're, like, alluding to the fact that Corey owes you an update.
Yeah, I have asked for one, actually. I am checking in on their marriage every day now.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
I want to ask on 131060, how old is your pet? Because this is a question that someone asked on the internet. And I feel like typically what we get told is most animals, based on their breed or size or whatever, live to a certain age.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like that all that information is wrong. Because think about it, right? There's been so many advancements. People don't feed their animals that horrible stuff like
remember
they
the
used to.
Remember the chalk stuff so every dog poop was like white and dry?
Exactly.
That
like
couldn't have been
good
for
them. I feel like our pets are living longer than ever. Like they've upped the life expectancy for humans. Surely they should do that soon for pets.
Yeah.
Please.
I agree.
Because
please.
There's someone whose dog who is about to turn 10 years old. I just, the other day on the weekend, had some mates over and I'm looking at Gabby and I said to them, I reckon she's got at least another 7 years in her.
And she's, sorry, 10?
She's 10.
So 17 in total.
She's a Ridgeback Cross.
She's a big dog.
Big dog. I know. I know.
I don't like this game.
I know, but I just need hope on 131060. How old is your pet? Because I truly, now think about Gabby, right? Obviously she had a little mishap medically last week. They cut the cancer out of her. She's good to go.
Yep.
She is better than ever. She is fit as a fiddle. She runs laps around the backyard, still plays with all her toys.
Yep.
She, you know, she's on the best diet. She gets the best of everything. So 13, 10, 60, how old is your pet?
So what are we looking for here? Do we want the stories of someone saying my animal lived up to this age and
yes,
then it's some huge number and we go, wow.
Well, people ask this on TikTok and people were shocked. Like on average, people's pets are living longer than ever.
Yeah.
Like someone's cat on there, they said the cat was like 17.
Well, that my mate's cat. So he has a cat and Minty and it's, 17. And he said to me the other day, he goes, yeah, I made a mistake the other day. I went, oh, what happened? He goes, well, you know, our cat Minty's like just turned 17. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He goes, so I asked in front of the kids, like on Alexa, like how old does that type of cat lived for? And it said 15.
But I think that's so, fake
so,
news.
So now the kids are like treating it like it's already dead. They're like, oh no, Minty. It's like, he's like, the cat's fine. The cat's fine.
Are there any maybe vets out there on 13, 10, 60? Because you would see animals all the time. What's the... You know, maybe you've had old animals come in and shock you.
I saw some old cats at Cat Haven, like real old cats.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? You're so old. But it was so cool.
I love it.
I had no teeth left.
I really believe, I do believe that they need to up the life expectancy for pets because I just think it's old school, the ages that we've been given.
Yep.
Like Gabby, look, for instance, she's going to live at least another 10 years.
Whoa, has that gone up?
It has to. I realised 7 wasn't enough. All 13, right. 10, 60, how old is your pet? Have you got one of those pets that is definitely living a long life?
Yes, please.
We don't want to hear from the opposite.
No, we do not.
Let's kick it off with Jody in Geraldton. How old is your pet and what pet was it?
She's not my pet. She was my dad's Jack Russell.
Okay, how old?
I believe she made it to around 15, 20.
There's a big jump between 15 or 20.
Or was that the year?
So when she passed away, she was, I think, 90 in dog years.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Dog years.
So what's that in human?
My math is terrible.
So
that's why
mine.
I said around 15,
20. Alan, help us. Help us. We'll just say she made it to 20, right? At least.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So I've got a long time to go.
She was my dad and her made it into the Geraldton Guardian a few years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
How old is that doggy in the window?
Oh, the title. I love it. Brilliant.
Great
journalism.
Headline. The
that's
age is 15.
Great.
15 for 90.
15, yes.
Yeah,
there we
15,
go.
15, there you go. Okay, okay, well, let's go to Deanna.
Some young numbers there.
Is it? Deanna, hello. How old's your pet?
He's 16 years old.
Oh, beautiful. And I bet still healthy as ever. Still got at least another 10 years in him, I betcha.
I hope so. He's a little bit deaf, but otherwise he's going strong.
What type of pet have you got?
A Kelpie dog.
Oh, cute.
Not from the red dog lineage, is he?
He's a red dog, Rusty.
Of course.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, beautiful.
16.
16. I can't wait to celebrate. He's 20th, right, Deanna?
Absolutely.
And Gabby will be there.
Absolutely. Let's go to Gabby in Australind to finish
this.
Gabby? Hello?
Oh, good morning, guys. Cheers.
Alan, cheers to you. I think Carly got excited thinking maybe her dog had figured out how to ring in the show.
I've been trying to teach her.
Gabby, talk us through it. How old is your pet? What type of pet do you have, first of all?
So we have a beautiful cat.
Yes.
Called Puss Puss. Apologies for the originality
name.
Of the name.
I love, you know what? I love those names. I love like a double of the same, like one syllable word. You know what I mean? Like it's meow meow. It's Puss Puss. It's cat cat. Like I love it.
Her mum was called Puss and then I didn't know what to call her. So she was Puss Puss.
No, it makes sense. My real name is Colin Colin. So how old?
She's actually going to be 20 in May.
Oh, that's awesome. And she's still going strong?
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. She's still going. I think she's still possibly got another, fingers crossed, 1 to 2 years.
I reckon at least five years.
5 years.
I don't know if the kids would want her to go that long because they want to get a dog.
Oh, my God.
Kids are the worst, man.
Savage.
Yeah.
She's an only child, the cat.
Well, can we get the dog when Puss Puss is still here, maybe?
No, don't do that to the Puss Puss.
No, Puss is too spoilt. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a feeling. Wait, I'm just looking. Yeah, this is my future. Cool. There we go. It's my future calling. I see this exact same thing happening. Thank you so much for your calls, guys. How do you feel now, Carly?
I feel a little bit better. I mean, I would have liked higher numbers.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I think, I think 20's good.
Yeah.
I can see Gabby making it.
Well, you
at
said
least
you started as 7 extra year. Now you go an extra 10.
Well, Puss Puss is 20. Yeah, so why can't Gabby be 20?
Puss Puss is a cat and smaller.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay.
They both got 4 legs.
Sure. Alan and Carly, the
podcast. Naughty at 6:40.
This is where we get a bit more risque in the show, certainly more adult, and today's one is certainly an adult topic. So if you're a child, run away and come back in a few minutes' time, because a female surgeon has revealed something.
Yeah, and that is basically, you know, we've heard the old saying, you know, big hands or big feet.
Isn't big it big feet?
Oh, not hands as well?
No, I think, well, maybe, but I always, the classic one is like, you can gauge the size of a man's by the size of his feet. And that's the classic. They go, oh, you know, but they say big feet, big. And then
hands were in there as well.
Maybe, but then Notting Hill did the gag of like, yeah, big.
Because I was like, that explains a lot about Donald Trump.
Why, well, he has little hands. Yeah, I guess.
Tiny hands. It's a whole thing.
Well, I haven't seen the other thing to know. I don't know. Have you seen more than I've seen, Carly?
Absolutely not. I think we've all had enough of Trump, seen enough. But now a female surgeon has revealed another body part you can look at to kind of, I guess, gauge how men are doing down there. Can I just say, by the way, as much as we're talking about this, I think this is so ridiculous.
Okay.
It's so damn ridiculous. Like, I just kind of feel sorry for men.
Thank you. End the sentence there. Done. That's it. You feel sorry for men. Men win. Woo. It's been a hard couple of years for us,
really
guys.
We're
back, baby.
Thoughts and prayers for men everywhere.
We can be CEOs again.
Just the Aussie battlers. No, but in all honesty, I do feel like when it comes to this particular thing, like, I feel like, you know, the way that this part of men is just scrutinized and I don't know, I do feel sorry for men.
It is, as a man, you know, especially like you're a teenager and stuff, it's something you're very self-conscious of. I think you're always kind of a little bit self-conscious of it.
When you've got stuff like this surgeon saying stuff like this, it's like, rightly so.
Well, now people might be hiding a particular body part so they don't give this away. Would you like to reveal the body part? Because I guessed what it was. Off air, I said, well, actually, you just reveal what it is.
The nose.
It's the nose. I had a feeling that it was the nose. However, old men in particular, their noses, and this is something I'm legit afraid of, they just get bigger, their noses. You know when you see an old guy and he's got that huge balloon nose? Does that mean that gets bigger as well?
I don't know.
Because that's one good thing to come of having a giant nose.
I guess. I mean, COVID would have been a good time for men because you can kind of hide your face, hide your nose.
That's
hide
true.
Your business.
They've said that the rough measurements, if a guy was to have a 2.2-inch nose, roughly measures out to a 5.3-inch.
Oh, so it's not the same as the nose.
No, it's not the same as the nose.
Which that would make sense.
That would, that'd be horrible. 2 inches for a nose, 4.5 inches for that, and then 1.8 inches for a nose, and 4.1 inches for that particular body part.
Now, I'd love to know the science behind this study.
A Japanese study. She conducted it with 126 middle-aged men.
That's a lot of measurements.
Yeah. And she looks at dead men to do that, by the way.
What?
Yep, there you go. There's some fun facts for you. Yep.
Why is that hidden in there?
I think it's I didn't think she want any chance of them enjoying the study, if you know what I'm saying.
No, but also, like, that feels like a violation. You know what I mean?
If they're
gone, if they're not here, they can't consent to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Some girl just comes in, they're freaking still warm, unzips the pants, pulls out the tape measure. That just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
Feels weird to you. Imagine that felt for them. Imagine walking in on that. Oh, we're here to see the family. Oh, the family's here to see the body. Excuse me, man. What are you doing? Nothing. What do you put that tape measure down?
You know those people that are like, I'd like to donate my body to science.
This is what you're donating it for. You think that you're saving the world?
That box. I'm unchecking that box.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Wow.
Jeez.
Well,
1,160 men, by the way.
What?
That's
a lot of getting around the morgues and measuring.
I have confirmed version of the research, but 126 actual dead men in that. Science, baby.
What's the surgeon's name?
Oh no, I wouldn't.
She is for sure gonna have a Netflix series about her one day.
Hi, just another date. First thing, I wake up, grab a cup of coffee. Then I look at a bunch of dead naked men.
Anyway, and also, do we even need to know this? You know what I mean? This doesn't change the world. This doesn't do anything for the society.
I will be looking at a lot of men's noses differently now. Actually,
that's true.
And a lot of Japanese scientists.
I feel like what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to be cancelling their nose jobs today.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, there is no point wasting any time. It is time to kick off a brand new segment.
An epic, sensational game. Can you believe
Carly Porch.
Yeah! Yeah! Sorry, I'm just a bit fired up after that.
It's a hell of an opener. Woo!
I hopefully can live up to that opener. So over the weekend, I partook in a bit of sports.
You played some sport?
Watching. No, I didn't play it. Oh. I watched it, which is what this is all about. Commentary, sports commentary. That's what they call people that watch sport and then comment on it.
Sure.
Sports commentators. Yep. So anyway, the sports that I looked at over the weekend was the Southwest Slammers.
Okay, yeah.
V the Wolves.
Joondalup.
Yep. So there was the women's game first.
This is basketball, by
basketball,
the way.
Basketball, yes.
I mean, you're so across sport, you probably don't
Sorry, guys. Yeah. I feel like not everyone's in the biz. So the Southwest Slammers, they're the NBL 1 team.
Yep.
Partook in it. So here is a bit of commentary on the women's game live. We're going to cross live to Saturday.
Cross live to something you pre-recorded on Saturday. Here it is.
So Russ and I have a saying: when he plays basketball, did you win or did you have fun? And let's just say that the women's team had fun, but they were a great team. Winning isn't everything. Number 20 had some good shots. Number 5, she was a little firecracker. Also, ponytails all on point. Unfortunately, just fell a little short.
Just a little short. Yep. Yeah. Unlike the ponytails.
They, honestly, they're a good team. Didn't quite get the win, though.
Okay.
You don't need to go into, I guess, three-pointers or rebounds or the actual score. Don't need that with sports chat. Now let's go to the men's game. Now this is at halftime, just to give you guys a little scene setting for what was going on. This was at halftime for the men's. So it's halftime. The men have been doing good. They're having a lot of fun. We're not winning yet. There's a couple of points between them, but it's a close game. There was a very unnerving moment where a red balloon floated onto the court out of nowhere. So I think that threw the players a little bit. I know it certainly threw me. But anyway, halftime and feeling fine.
Okay, wow.
Halftime and feeling fine. Now, I know what you're wondering. Oh, where did that red balloon come from?
No, what?
So I got to the bottom of it. It turns out what happened was they also sometimes use the courts for children's birthday parties.
Okay.
And one had actually broken loose from earlier on in the day. So, whew, there you go, getting to the bottom of it. Oh, the score. Also, this is what happened at the end of that game.
So the men played very, very well. And also had some fun. But it was a close game.
Okay.
So don't worry about the score. The men, they did good. Women, they did good. Didn't quite get the wins, okay? So don't worry about it. They can do better next time.
Okay.
But the thing that I took away, the question I had that I didn't get to the bottom of, was when the Wolves come on, they carry on. They bloody carry on. They've got the howling. Everyone's on their feet. I was the only one cheering for the Slammers other than the team.
Yep.
I got a bit heckled.
Yep.
Stood by the Slammers, though. But when they, after they did their big Wolf Pack thing that they carry on with as I rolled my eyes, then it comes time to announce the Slammers. I'm like, this is going to be good. This is the music they played.
And 21 is Violin and Jonker. 22, Alex Holcomb.
What is that? I can't really hear it. What music is that?
The theme song to Round the Twist. I was like, what is that? Are they heckling us? Are they making a mockery of our lighthouse? Like, what is that?
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, there you go, guys.
Wait, so just to wrap this up, what ended up being the final score for the men's?
Well, I told you, they didn't win. That's all you need to know. But they did a very good
this
job.
This is sports talk. I thought you'd have some numbers and
stats.
Who was the
That's
MVP
boring,
of the game.
Boring. No one cares about that stuff.
How did Clyde Whedon do? He returned. Was he good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say yes. They all were good.
Are you going to cover any other sports besides the one game? You were at...
Maybe.
Like, how did Gerald to the Buccaneers go? How'd they... No?
Well, they weren't there. I'll tell you that much. There you go.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.